ויהיה עין דף, עין ה' עמוד בית, בערך after two-thirds of the עמוד. אלא, this is the, around 15 lines from the bottom, אלא כי עושה רבים, אמר רב חייא בר אבא, אמר רב יוחנן, ואומרי לו, אמר רב אבא בר זבדא, אמר רב חנינא, ואומרי לו, אמר רב יעקב בר ידי, אמר רב יהושע בן לוי. So now we are trying to clarify one of the two, why Rabbi Elazar said Kusi cannot marry a Kusis. Or perhaps to clarify bechlal what the issa of kusim was. So shalish machloikis bedova. But let us, the Ritva brings down two mahalchim. But let us just say we're clarifying why there is an issa for a kusis to marry a kusim. Is a three-way machloikis tanoim. Why Chazal asa this? Rabbi Shmuel sova. Kusim geire aroyes, hein? Rabbi Shmuel holds kusim geire aroyes. So they're goyim. The kahanim shenitmu behem, kahanim sulamoyu. Now, in Nach, there's a whole story that Sancherev made the Yidin who live in Shoimrein go into Golis. And in their place, he brought Kusim, which was a different nation, and he brought them into Shemrei. And something very interesting happened, that lions started coming and started eating up the inhabitants of Shemrei. And it was a mageva, it was terrible. So the Shaila was what to do. So Sancherev decided he's going to get some, he realized that in Eretz Yisrael, these kusim cannot be act the way they were acting in their hometown. They have to change their anhogis. So he got some kahanim, from the Yidden who were in Golis. And he brought them back to Shemrein, and these kahanim were manhigim of the kusim, and they taught them certain inyonim. Now the shaila is who these kahanim were. So this is a machloikes tanoi. So Rabbi Shmuel sova kusim geirei aroyes. They were geiri aroyis. There was a geiris, but which was not a true geiris. There was, the whole geiris was only for the fear of the lions, but there was no real Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So, the geiri aroyis. So the goyim, in other words. The kahanim shenitnu behem, and these kahanim that came to them, and it seems these kahanim intermingled with these kusim, kahanim psulim hayu. These kahanim were apostles. The Tesis Rit says they were mamzerim. So now you had in Shemrein a mixture of goyim, the kusim are goyim geri aroyim, and mamzerim, that wasn't from the kahanim, and that was the kusim. And how do we have a raya that this is what it was? Shenema vayasu lehem mikitzoisam kaihani bomis. He made from them mikitzoisam. We'll see this mikitzoisam is an interesting word. He made them kaihani bomis. Va'omar rabbe ba'machonab rabbi yechenin. What's mikitzoisam in hakaitzim sheba'om? From the thorns of the nation, of the Bnei Israel. And the thorns means from the psulim. Umishem hochi poslinu. And that is why we passed the kusim. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Shalish machlekes bedova. There's a three-way machlekes. The kusim. Understand the status of the kusim. the Kahanim, to understand the status of the Kahanim, Hamurim Bikro, which the Pasuk mentions, Shenitmu Bahem, that mingled with the Kusim. Kedachsiv Sarav Yishmoel holds these Kahanim were Psulim. Kedachsiv Ayasu Lahem Mikitsoisam, from the Kitsoisam he made Kahanim Bomis, Beseifim Elohim. Kabi Kusim Begolos Ancheret, Shehiglo Hashvotim Bimei Hashaya Ben Olo, the Shvotim were in Golis, Mina Koitzim, Loshen Koitz, Thorn Shipsulo, Lishnachine Muktsin Hain, Min Ha'om Lipsel, they were Muvdul, Min Ha'om Lipsel. Now, so let us just try to cheshben out, if we will assume, that the Gemara is giving us a reason why Kusi lo yinosei Kusis. What's the Issa? So, l'chayre, according to Rashi, we have the same cheshbon like before. The Kusim are Goyim, and there are some Mamzerim there also. The Mamzerim are Yidin. So, in Yisod, the Issa is that you're having a Yid is marrying a Goy. That is the Yisoyta Issa. And then we have Toisvis Kashe. Toisvis had asked the Kashe that the L'cheira, so let's be Megaya them. And then we'll be Megaya them. So Mamzerim, we pass Kalait Rabbi Yisi, that Mamzerim Amuta Begerim, Kalgerim Lo Yikriko. So Toisvis said before, L'cheira, we have to say now also the same Cheshbin, that there were Yidin there also. Somehow there were kosher Yidin that intermingled, which the Gemara doesn't mention at all. But L'cheira, that's what we have to say over here. Or else we have this kasha, let us, let them be Megaya themselves. And Rashi alone, could be Rashi hold on this kasha, could be Rashi holds that Rabbi Shmuel holds that Kalgerim Hikriko. That Rabbi Shmuel and the other Tanoim hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Taisvis said the Gemara held, Taisvis and the Medalab said the Gemara held the Poshet, that Kalgerim lo yikriko. That is the first Mahalach. Mahalach number two. Remember, Kivisava Kusim Gere Emesain. Rabbi Kiva holds, the Kusim are Gere Emes, which means it was an emes geiris. The kahanim shenitmu bahen kahanim kshayrim ayu. The kahanim were kosher kahanim. So looking at the like this, so fakert, so it's meiradik that the kusim there's an intermingling of geirim kahanim. So it's gevaldik. So we have to find out. So what's the problem with the kusim? So that we'll soon see. So, Shenemar, but first he brings a raya that the Kahanim were Kahanim Ksheirim. Shenemar v'yasu lehem mikitzoisom Kahani bomis. V'omar Rabbe bar Bochanam Rabbi Yechanin min ha-bechirim shebom or min ha-katzinim shebom. He had a different translation of kitzoisom. It's not a loshen muktzim or koitzim, it's a loshen katzinim. They were the roshim. Because they weren't psulim. So, ve'elo mipnei ma'osrum. So, why is it also? What's wrong? So, the Gemara says, because these kusim learned wrong pshat in a pasuk, and because of this, there was a tremendous kilkul that occurred by the kusim. What was the problem? Mipnei shahoyu miyavmim eso arusais. That if there was an arusa that got married and a husband died without children, then they made yibum. That's 100% correct. You have to make yibum by an arus that died without children. But the upaytrin es hanisuyis. But they held that if there was nisuyin, that a person made nisuin with an isha, she was nichnas lo shusai, and then he died, Then they held there's no mitzvah of Yibum, and she's allowed to get married wherever she wants, but without chalitza. My doshi, what was the drash? Loisiya eishes hameis achutza leishzo. So they had a very interesting tach. Loisiya eishes hameis. The wife of the meis hachutza. So what does hachutza mean? Hachutza means the wife that never entered the house of the husband. That means she was an arusa. She was still by her father. That wife, Loisiya eishes hameis hachutza, she's not allowed to get married till the izo. A yevama has to be miyabam or he gives a chalitza. Hach the yosva chutza, he loisiya leizo. Havol hach the la yosva chutza, he leizo. That was their drash. They darshan chutza is going on an arusa. So what happened? So there were nesuais that got married Lashuk without chalitza. Ve'rabbi Kiva letaimei. The Omer yesh mamzer mechai ve'lavin. Rabbi Kiva holds yesh mamzer mechai ve'lavin. So memela, so that's, that, the psul came about from this false trash. And that's why they became intermingled into the kusim mamzerim. So the problem is yevgerim and mamzerim. Now again, we have here a problem. So what's the problem? And according to Rashi, could be that according to Rabbi Kivi, also it's like Rabbi Yehuda that kal gerim ikri kol. Could be, perhaps over here we could say these were new mamzerim and old gerim, and we had a svore that a ger ada sore doires has a shame ger, and after sore doires or after shenishtake shame biyusa mimenu, he has a dinyit. So it could be the new mamzerim, these were new mamzerim that were nischadish each time Yevome got married Lashuk. These are new mamzerim, and these are old geirim. So could be, that would be the svore. That's why we asked the geirim, that's why we asked one to marry another. Or we'll have to say that, again, there was Yidin also involved over here. It was Yidin they can intermingle. So that is why, kusi laisa kusi. What does Rashi say? Upaitrin is hanesuyis minachalitze. Rabbi Kiva b'nei chai b'lav and mamzeirim hachutza hachitzoina, the wife that never entered the baal's reshus shlo nichnas adayin reshus habaal v'nesui. That's the second mahalach to understand why kusi laisa kusi. And there's a third mahalach, lefi shein bikiyin b'dikduke mitzvahs. And not koki b'dikduke mitzvahs. And that is why, the osa. Now what does this mean, shein bikiyin b'dikduke mitzvahs? The Gemara will explain some. Who is this third day? Mine, but first we have Abi Shmuel, then we have Bekive, and Man Yeshoimrim, Omer Avidi Barovin Rabbelozari. It's Rabbelozari. Rabbelozari holds that the Kusim are also Geriemis, but they're not Bekiim, they're not acquainted with all the fine points of the mitzvahs, and therefore they overlook certain inyonim, and therefore great Kilkulim can come about because of this. So Rabbi Lozzi, the Sanya, we learned Abarais. Matzah's Kusi, Kusi made matzah, Muteres. So the Tanakhama says that Kusim are Geri Emes, and he makes a matzah, can rely on him that it's not Chomet, you're allowed to eat it in Pesach. And another thing, for Adam, Yaitse bo Yedei Chevosoi be Pesach. and you could the mitzvah the first night to eat matzah shmura. You need more than an assurance that it didn't become common. You need a shmira, a shame matzah mitzvah. You could rely on the kusim that they told you they made the shmira. One can rely on them also. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Bi Rabbi Elazar Oisa, Lafi She'ein Bekiyim B'Dikduke Mitzvahs. They're not Bokim B'Dikduke Mitzvahs. So Memele, we can't rely on them. That means they know general halachas, but there are many fine points they're unaware of. So therefore, we can't rely on them. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oima, Kol mitzvah shehziku bo kusim harbi medagdikim bo yoyser v'yisroi. Gert, this nekuda that Rabbi Lozor says, he vehemently disagrees. He says the mitzvahs that they were mekabel on themselves, that they do it perfectly. Fine. So we see Rabbi Lozor holds that the kusim have a tendency not to be medagdik b'dikduke mitzvahs, and therefore Rabbi Lozor says you should not eat from their matzahs. So now the shaila is, so why is this a reason that one should not marry, well, a kusi should not marry a kusis? How does this affect this halacha? Ve'lohoche mai ein bekiyin. Dr. Gemara lafi she'ein bekiyin b'teiras kedushin v'geirish. Now let us see what Rashi said. The Rashi, the Yesh Oimrim, Ein Rabbi Loza, the Fish Ein Bekiyim, Oschum, that's why they ask her the Kusim with the Kusim. Lakama Meforish, Linyin Yuchsin, Mai Bekiyim Ike, what is the Bekiyim that they're Ein Bekiyim? Hilka. The Rabbi Loza, Kusi, La Yisa Kusi. Shema, Echot Min HaBekiyim. Maybe you have one Kusi, who originated from Bekiyim, Shleira Psu Benisui Abaisab. All his generations, Milamailo, they were all Bekiyim. So he comes from kosher parents, grandparents, etc. Vashaini, and could be the second Kusi, the Kusis, Mishainon Bekiyim. Maybe she comes from she descends from Einam Beki. And what are we afraid of? The Ira Sofik Aishis Ish Bikidushe Abaisa. And could be there was once in the previous generation there was a Sofik Aishis Ish. Sheniskacha Laacher Lachaira would be better. She got married to a person. And there was a sofik if the kedushin was chal, and they were meiko v'amru einon kedushin. It's not a kedushin. V'niseis la'achem. So that is what we are afraid of. We are afraid of that in the kusim there were some einon bekiyim, and they were einon bekiyim with hilchis kedushin egitin, and therefore terrible kikulim could have occurred. That could be Isha was an Eishas Ish, and they felt that there's no Chshash Eishas Ish, and therefore she got married without a get, and the children were Mamzeir. So that is why Rabbi Lozor holds it's also. And again, we have the same problem. So we have over here Mamzeirim and Geirim. Again, could be these are new Mamzeirim, which originated as the time progressed, and so these are new mamzerim and old geirim, could be the Eberdin of Eden. But we'll see again the other tutsim, or the old like Rabbi Yehuda, Kalger, Malik, Rikol, or there were Eden that were mingled in together with the kusim. I saw Gayela Sashacha Esk Sakasha. I says they answered the kusim, because they were mamzeirim, v'vayis hayom. So he asks, we have a klal mishpocha shenitmo nitmo. that a mishpoche, that there got mingled in that mishpoche mamzeire. So it's nitmo, finish. You allow this manazeh, you allow to marry from this mishpoche. So, good. The Talmid HaChachamim once in 7 years told the Talmid and the children not so preferable to marry such people. But Meikar Adin is Mutter. So, why did they say Kusei Lo Yisa Kusei? Some of the Kekash Rebbei Yosef Shacha asks. So he wants to say two terutz. One terutz he wants to say that since we know that the kusim are in a bekiyim, so this is like a known fact, is mamzerim there. So this is not called mishpoche shenitmo nitmo. Mishpoche shenitmo means it was once a boide of a case that there was a tzir bodo that became mingled a mamzer and the mishpoche, and now we really don't know kloch which mishpoch, how it happened. But here it could be, this is considered noida shenitma. Because we know that if you're not boki in Hilchis Gidna Kedushin, there are zichem amzeh. That's one mahalach he wants to say. Then a second mahalach he wants to say is that could be this whole kula was only for B'nai Yisrael and not by Geis. Could be this kula that they were makel. Could be was only by Bnei Yisrael, not by Geirim. Not by Kusim HaKapot. Let us see Taisvis. Matzis Kusim Muteres. Perish. Muteres loch la bepesach. Not eat it. Ve'ein ba mishum chshasha dechimutz. That's the first halacha. Because we can rely on Kusim. That's the Tana Kamal. Ba'adam yoytze ba'yidei chevosei be'pesach, ba'leile yontev rishin, sh'achilosa choyv. So, number two, yikibu yoytze dechiyev achilas matze. Le'ave kikmach, dekmach v'lachay rilabach, v'b'teke sh'oloy v'dekechom. This is not like those that a goy makes, the kaimel on the odom amalei kreise mehem. That means that v'teke sh'oloy v'dekechovim was that a goy make matzahs, and we were able to, by with the Zman Chazal, they were able to figure out if it was mischametz or not. And you were allowed to eat it if you were able to see that it didn't become mischametz. So the din is daughter memalei kreisei mehem, you're allowed to eat it, the leil seder, mivad sheichel gezayis matzah b'achoyne. So Memele, so these are these two halachas. Number one, I don't have to clear, without an inspection, I don't have to clear that it's chametz. If a kusi tells me that it's he was nizam chimut. And number two, if a kusi tells me that he was not only was he nizam from chimitz, there was a shmir in the shem matzah mitzvah, so it's also you have to be eight to the mitzvah's mat. I can rely on that. Vim taima va marinen pirkei de Rabbi Elazar kol oichol pas kusi kilo oichol chazir. Seems Chazal, I didn't find this in the pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, this lotion, but I found in pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that when Ezra came back build the Bayis Sheni, so all the inhabitants of Shemrein, in other words, the Kusim, were very, very against that they should build a Bayis HaMikdash, and they were loichem with them, they made a lot of tzaras with them. So because of this, this is why they asked, they wanted we should be moved off from them completely, they were menada them, and also it seems they also pass kusi. So Taisus is asking a pertinent question. Here you're saying you bring it on the seder table. The kaimitz is chilas matzah. No shayli, not allowed to eat. is a new problem. Paskusi is also bachila. So Taisva says, V'yishleim ha'nedavke pas shakusi lo shva oise bebeisai. Isa Shakusi, Isa Bebesi Shay Yisrael Mutter. The criteria is not which house it was baked in. The criteria is who the Isa belongs to. That means if the Isa belongs to the guy, to the Kusi, that's called Paskusi. The lady gives it to the Yid. But if the Isa belongs to the Yid, it's the Yid's flour and the Yid's water, and the guy, the Kusi, is just working for the Yid. This is not paskusi, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. The nira. Now Tyson says another problem. It seems the kusim Bishita did not hold that if you're Machshel, someone in Ruchni is, there's a love of Le'ivel Esitei Michshel. So therefore, they could very easily, without any guilt feeling, they would be Machshel Ayid. And so L'cheira, they have no Nemonis. So that's Taisvis Kasha. So Taisvis is asking Akasha, so how, since they're choshed on Lifnei Iba, and so how can we rely on them? So Tosfos says, we have to say Nekimte, it is speaking about Shegam Akusi Yoichal Mimeno, that this Kusi is participating in the Seder also, and he's using this matzah, which he baked for us, he's using this matzah, he's making Alachimah's matzah on this matzah also. He's not taking out from his pocket a kezayis matzah that he got from the big tzaddik. No, he's eating this matzah with us. So memela, so if it's good enough for him, then we can know it's good enough for us also. The Marshal in Gittin asks Shaila, very interesting why Tosfos asks the kasha of the Choshen Neiva on the second halacha. Second halacha, we could be Seimech on this matzah to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Achilas matzah, is Choshen Alif Neiva. Why didn't Tosfos ask on the first halacha? The first halacha says you're allowed to eat it, it's not Chomet, so how could we rely on this? So the Marshal says, Tosfos doesn't have such a kasha. So the Marshal says, on that, a kusi would be very scared to serve chametz because he's afraid that he could be very easily be tested. They'll offer him to eat from his matzah. And that his icha doesn't want to do. So memela chametz, he'd be too scared to be marshal ayid, knowing that he himself might be nifshal in his own michshal. But the mitzvah matzah, Taisus held, I'm making for you matzah shmure with my hechsher. For myself personally, I'm semech on a bigger hechsher. I mean, that was Taisus kasha. So memela, that Taisus says, ain't a chanami. That is a problem. And therefore, we have to say that, speaking about that, we can only rely on the matzah of a kusi if he himself will be yaitzah with this matzah. Now the Rishash is Geiris, Rab Nachman, is Moichik the first Omar. Let us see how it reads. Rab Nachman Omar Rabbe Barabura. And according to the Rishash, Vayakib says that Rab Nachman Omar Rabbe Barabura is explaining a different Tam in the Yesh Oimrim. Why? What is the problem? I says, we learned till now the problem is because Eina Bekiyim Bikdikduke Mitzvahs and Naboki Beterus Kedushim Begeirishin. Rav Nachman Omer Rabba Barbura says, for a different reason, Mamza me achoisoi u Mamza me eishis och nis arvu ber. There was a Taruvis That means there was nisarev, there was, they were speaking about uvdis. There was, so mukhaira means they were geire yamez, but somehow the kusim, they became nisarev, amamza meyachoyse, amamza meyashis, och nisarvu ben. Now, why did they hold it important to tell us how the mamza originated? It was a mamza from a bias achoyse, bias achoyse, is my komash malon, yesh mamza mechai vekrisis. That means Rav Nachman is telling us two things. This was zicha the case, and the child is a mamza. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "My mashmalon, hi mamza miachoise de kaporish mi my habit." Why do you have to tell us how this mamza got created? Say, a mamza was nisarev behem. Why do we have to explain? Umishani, yesh mamza michay vekrisis kamashmalon. He's coming to tell us, lafuki man goomar a mamza michay vemisis behem. He's coming to tell us the it was a mamza because it became about through a chayve krisis, and we hold that there's a mamza from chayve krisis. So the Gemara asks, "Nisni chode?" So why do you have to say a mamza from a chayve krisis, a mamza from a neisha soch, a mamza from a choyse, a mamza from a neisha soch? So Moses says, "Maisha shahoya kachoya." The mice, there were mamzerim from an achoise, there was a mamza from an eishesach, and that was the mice was the story. So Mamela, that's why he mentioned exactly how the mamzeris became this Arab and the Kutz. What kind of, these were the mamzerim that came this Arab. L'cheir, over here, we also have the same problem of the Ayelus HaShachet, why don't say Mishpacha Shaditma Nitma? I don't know if here the first Teretz was, because since the Einam Bekiyim, but that's considered like this Mamsa, because they can say the Einam Bekiyim. So they don't know, so they have Mesadrei Kedushin and Rabbonim who do not know Hilchus Eben Ezer, they don't know Hilchus Kedushin, so that's good, so I can rest assured there's mamzerim, keseda, that are being born in the mishpacha, so that's called, not that called nitma. But here we're speaking about ice invited him, certain occurrences that occurred, so according to the second third, he says, my preface is good. Fine. The Rava Omar, Eved Vishivcho Nis Avogah, that there was another maisa, there was an eved the shivchan is abubem, and in the kusim, and the mele, that's the problem. So the Gemara says, isure mishumai. So the problem is mishum shivche. See, why this is like that. Nisne chode. So why do you have to tell us that an eved the shivchan is abubem? The problem of this taruvus only comes through the shivcha, not through the eved. The Gemara says, "Maise shohoya kachoya." Now let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi, and then we'll try to figure out what's happening over here. Eved v'shivcha nisalvu bechem. Eved, the story is as follows: Eved nosa mibnei seya. An eved married a kusis. V'shivcha niseis la'echad mehem, and the shivcha married a kusi. V'ein oisa mishpacha yidu. I don't know which mishpacha this was, but I do know that in a certain time, an eved married a kusi, kusis, and the shivcha married a kusi. Right. And now we have the faintest idea which mishpacha this was, and the children. So now, for all practical reasons, so there are children from the shivcha, which are avodim k'nanim. V'nei v'nei sa mishpacha yidur. upachino isure mishum shifre. The whole iser is al shifre. I mean, from this intermingling of the effort, there's no problem whatsoever. Why not? Al kocha oivet kachom ve'evet haboa bas yisrael avlat kosher. Ela shivcha vlodo evet. Now, this Rashi is a problematic Rashi. Now, let's just understand what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that before trying to explain Rashi, let us try to understand the Gemara. Rav is coming to tell us, you know what the problems of Kusim are? The problems of Kusim are not a problem of Mamzeres. That's all these other Pshotim. It's a problem of Mamzeres and how the Mamzeres originated. We have different Mahalchim, how Mamzeres came into the Kusim. Rav says, good morning, Rabbi said, there's no problem of Mamzeres. Fine. There's a different problem. There's a problem, let's first say, a Shifre. A shivcha came. Is a shivcha that intermingled, and then what is a shivcha? So now the problem is not allowed to marry a kusi because there's a shivcha, a kodesh. So the problem is shivcha. So now let's think for 1 minute. Now let's talk about 1 minute. What happened with the eved? What happened with this eved that married a kusi? The Gemara is not concerned about it. So number one, we see that the child is not a mamzer. If the child is a mamzer, so we're back to the other pshatim. So mamzerim when it's arav ben. So then Rav isn't saying different than the other mahalch. So al kochoch Rav holds avlat kosher. Avlat kosher. So avlat kosher. So that's why. So it's not a mamzer. Not a mamzer. So let me just say one thing, and then we'll maybe ma'ira the kasher. Avlat kosher. It's not a mamzer, and it's a Yisrael. It's a Yisrael. The kusim ageri yemet. So it's a Yisrael. So that's why the Gemara is asking. So why do you have to mention that an eved mingled into them? If you don't hold up Lad Mamza, so this occurrence did not in any way blemish the Kusim. You have Lad Kosher, and there's a Basius, and the child is a Yisrael. That's why I have to mention. Someone says, you're right, 100%. So Ma'ala made it, but that was the Mises I mentioned. But now let's just see the Lashon of Rashi in the Veinik, and then we'll try to be Ma'ir or something. Pachinin Isurim Mishum Shivchit. The alkoch I become them that bobas Yisrael have blood kosher. You don't know the blood mamzer. No, the blood kosher. So there's no problem of the eved. Ela shivcha blood the eved. Shivcha blood the eved. So why do you talk about them? This is shivcha lechuda. So now the achrayim, the marsho, and the other gedolei achrayim ask a kasher. From Rashi Daf Ayin Hey Amid Bey to Rashi Daf Ayin Bo Amid Alp. Rashi Daf Ayin Hey Amid Bey said as follows. This is how Tosfos explained Rashi, and there's a Rashi before also. The Gemara had said that the reason Kusi, Laisa Kusi, so the Gemara made such a formula. Because he holds like a Bishmoel that the Geri Agoyim. And they were Boa Bas Yisrael. So the children were Mamzeir. These were Goyim and Mamzeir. That's like a Bishmoel, Rabbi Kiva, the Goyim and Mamzeir. So Tosfos had asked Akasha, and if they're not Mamzeir, so it's worse. So the Yidin, so the Yidin and Mamzeir. A Yidin and Goyim. So what, according to Rashi, so why did you mention Mamzeir? So Tosfos said, no,
Ashel, if they'd be kosher, they'd be goyim. If they'd be kosher, they'd be goyim. So mimosa wouldn't be a problem. That's why the Gemara they say that they're not kosher. They're mamzerim. So they're yidn. Then, so abekitza Rashi on daf ayin hey omed beis holds. If you hold akum habo abas yisrael havlat kosher, that means he's a goy. That's the type of kosher. That's what Rashi daf ayin hey omed beis said. So lechoyre going with this chesed. If you hold that an Eved Halbo Abbas Yisrael Havlat Kosher, he's not a Mamza, he's an Eved. So you have a problem with Eved also. So there's an Eved floating around. So you can't marry an Eved. Why don't you have any problem with the Eved? Here all of a sudden Rashi seems to hold he's a Yid. So the Achronim say that by Yakei, the Rikon Yidin, they bring this problem. Yadovid, I think, and then from Sameach, they say a gewaldik is that there's a chilik between a goy and an eved. An eved is ein lechayis. There's no yichis at all to an eved. So memele, the child is if it's a mamza for some reason, so somehow you do make somehow there's. The father and the mother make mamzeres. So somehow there is some sort of yichis to the father to make mamzeres. But if you hold the blood is kosher by an eved, so kosher means it's a complete yid. There's no shaykhs at all with the father. Because eved ain't lechayis. So that's why there would be no problem with this eved. Let us start the next Mishnah. A little complicated. Anoisei Isha Kehenes. We're speaking about Saifam Rashi and Saifam Toises in the sea. We're speaking about a Kohen that is marrying a Bas Kohen. Tzorich Livdaik Acharelo. So he has to be Boidek, he has to investigate. Acharelo, he doesn't accept this Bas Kohen face value. No problem. Without Bedike, he has to be Boidek Achel, Arba Imohois, four mothers, Shehain Shmoino, which in reality is eight mothers. Now, let's start explaining. So we're talking about, he wants to marry a Baskoi. Ima, so he has to be Boidik, the mother. We'll see, he has to be Boidik, the mother. And the mother was Mamzeres, and the mother was Chalama. The Aim Ima, and Aim Ima, her mother's mother. The Aim Avi Ima, and then the mother of Avi Ima, the Ima. And the mother of the Aim Avi Ima. So in reality, we have over here, really, when we see in Rashi, it's Ima, the Aim Avi Ima. These are two on her mother's side. And then on these two, we're adding their mothers. The Aim Ima, the Ima, the Aim Avi Ima. So these are Let us, so these are Shtayim Shein Alba, but it's really, that's the Shtayim. And then, we go to her father's side. Her father's side is as follows. The Aim of Io, the mother of her father. Let's skip this word. The Aim Avi of Io, and the mother of Avi of Io. Then we have, that's another Shtayim, and that's V'ima, the mother of the Aim Avia, and the mother of the Aim Avia Avia. So you have to be Boidik for Imohis. Now, just let's see a little bit what Harash explained. Isha Kaihenes Davkinokat. We're speaking about a kohen that is marrying a bas kohen. Kediktoni sefer, because the sefer says leviyo v'yisraelis, if he's marrying a leviyo, a yisraelis, meisif nalein oidacha. So you have to add on another four more, another ima on each one. Arba imois shehen shmoin. There are four imois which we add another aim to each one, which makes it eight. Baitkin v'doiroi seho arba imois. There are four imois that were avoided by her. Shtayim mitzad ho'o. From her father, v'shtayim mitzad ha'ein. Shehem shmoina. Kol achas mehem. All together, oisa kol achas mehem. So this is the Rishash's girsa, oisa the es ima. This is the Rishash's girsa. That means the shmeina comes that with the one you boitik, you add on her mother also. Boitkin shloi hoyu mamzeres oi achas min apsulois lako. Your boitik. If there was no mamzeres or any other pesuk, ve'aim avi ima shalisha zu shehu noisei. This is the mother of avi ima. Ve'ima shalaim avi ima. This is the hisafet. Ve'aim avia shazu shehu noisei. Ve'ima shalaim avia. Ve'aim avi avia shazu shehu noisei. Ve'ima. Fine. Leviya v'Yisraelis. If you have a Leviya, now let's go back to the Mishnah. Leviya v'Yisraelis meisifin aleihen oivachas. We go back another form. So what is Leviya v'Yisraelis? Lekoyin. Bo lekoyinso meisifin aleihen oivachas. He adds one more. Eim achas b'chol zug v'zug. Kegoyim, Rashi explains, ima ve'im ima, that we did already, ve'ima, so now the mother of the eim ima, ve'chein kulo. Now the Ran says, why by a Leviya and a Yisraelis we added on to be biting another generation, because by the Kahanim, there wasn't shchiach by the mishpachos kahanim, it wasn't shchiach psulim as much as it was shchiach by the levim the yisraelim. So therefore they were chazal were matzrich a more inclusive b'dike by levim the yisraelim. They added on another four. Ein baitke. Now let's go further. Ein boitkin lai min ha-mizbeach ha-lamayla. If, when, let's say, you have Oviyo, as she says, Ein boitkin min ha-mizbeach ha-lamayla. Hischel livdoit b'imois. U-motso sha-aviyo aviyo shimish ha-lamizbeach. And he found out that Aviyah Vio was Shemesh on his bed. So now we said, we had a look on the Aim Aviyah Vio. That's one of the biggest Aim Aviyah Vio. But if we saw that Aviyah Vio was Shemesh on his bed, so you don't have to go further. Aim Baitkin min ha-mizbeach l'mayla. Yisrael livdek v'imois u'motzo שאביה אביה שימש על המזבח בידוע שמיוחס. So then we know he's מיוחס, and so that you don't have to go further. Let's go back to the Mishnah. In בית הלמין המזבח על המילה, למין הדוכן על המילה, what does למין הדוכן על המילה mean? אם הוא עד עולו, שעומד עצל על אביהם בדוכן לשיר השיר, if the Avia was a lady and he was Mishayra Mishayam the Duchen, they don't have to go further. Loimina Sanhedrin Ulamailo. Loimina Sanhedrin Ulamailo, Sarashi says, Im Nimne Bisanhedrin in Tzarech Nimne Kaisa. Let's go further in the Mishnah. Chol shehuchziku avoiso mishaitchei horabin v'gaboi tzedoke masin lekune bein tzorech lebdech achayim. Rabbi Yossi oime, Rabbi Yossi says, af misho yechosum rashi did was not geiris hei, af misho yechosum ba'arki ha'yeshono shel tzipoich. Now let's see what this means. We're still in the middle of Rashi. Lemine Sanhedrin olamayim nimne besanhedrin tzorach libne koysoi v'chein shaitre horabin v'kaboi tztoki misim b'nei sem l'koin v'in tzrichen livdoik v'taima v'kulu m'forish v'gmah. I'm not going to explain. Af mi shoho yachosum ba'alchei ha'yishone shel tzipoir. Now, ha'yishir smucha l'tzipoir. Sheshmo Yeshon. There was a city next to Tzipoir, and the name of the city was Yeshon. We find such a terminology in the Marina Be'erivin. Ki'ir Chadoshe Shebi Yehude. What does that mean? The Ainu Ir Sheshmo Chadoshe. There was an ear that the name of the ear is Chadoshe, and there's Tznon V'Chadoshe Posik in Yeshua. So this is the year that the name of the year was near Tzipoiri, and it was called Yeshon. Ba'archi shayakosu besidrei adayonim was written by somebody had a pinkis, and the sidrei adayonim shagirim v'yacheis esavuyim lodayim shayim le'yuchosim v'kois min ala seida pleini u'pleinim yuchosim. It seems that there was a ledger of some sort where was written all the people who were loy to be dayonim, and in this mokim the only were that took miyuchosim to be dayonim. She'ein regilum le'amokim limneis dayin to be lemaneis dayin she'ein miyuchos. That's this proof. Rabchanina ben Antigna Soima. Mi shahoya muchtov, he was written, Astratio shel melech, this was the army of the melech, Astratio shel melech, bigmore meforish lo, the gmore will explain what maila Astratio shel melech is. Let us just learn a little further, we'll get a little clearer in this again. A little more confused. Maishna benoshi batkina. So according to Rashi, we're being voided for mamzeres. Maishna benoshi batkinen, so you're voiding the mother mamzeres, elta baba mamzeres. Umaishna begavri loy batkin. So you're afraid of mamzerim, you know, by the fathers also can be he was a mamzer. Why? Why only voiding the mother? So the mother says something very interesting. Noshi vechiminsi bahadi adoti, when women fight, and the fighting, and the one wants to degrade the other one, ba'aroi yisu demitzi. So when one wants to degrade the other one, they say, you're a mezana with this and this person. That is by them, that's a weapon of, when they fight, to use this fact as a way to degrade one woman, to degrade another one. Vim isa de ike milse, but a psul yuchsin loy is lokolo. That means they don't speak about these things. You were born a mamzer. By them, yichus doesn't. It's not such a powerful oifen of degrading someone. They only speak about snus. So memele. So could be one of these women. Taka who was achshash mamzeres or not. But this was never brought up because this was not used in the. This factor was never used when they fought one with another. Lo yisleiko gavre dechiminsi bahadi adodi. But when you have men which are arguing one with another, and one wants to degrade the other one, So he's there, they don't degrade with snus. They're beyuchsin of them. And say, what are you talking? You're a mamzer. Your father was a mamzer. So memele im isa de ike milse, if there will be any of shash mamzeres, isle kolo. So then, mamzeres, we would have known about without a bedika. These things, this you could pick up from the street conversations already. The glera shaila, if I'm beryl, there's a shaila mamzeres, sure, but by the last machloikas, Yenna mentioned that beryl is a mamzer. And if nothing is heard that, nothing is heard about, no one mentioned any psul mamzeres, so it seems by the men there was no mamzeres, so therefore there's no need to be baidik. Yeah. It's very interesting. Maybe we would ask Akasha, maybe he didn't hear anything because it's a shalom again. They don't fight. Good. When they fight, they sling mud. Fine. But maybe they don't fight. But Mestomer Mamzerim as they pun him. So Mestomer, if Mamzerim and Tamingo, they do fight, and they do sling mud, and we would have heard about this. So what does Rashi say? Maishna benoshim bakinin ketori valdi vois, vloiktoni arba ovi, shibaitken ovi, 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 he said, the Kebu Milsa, Livsa, Yuxa, left like all of, because it wasn't mentioned. This is not considered a Psadova, Choshuv, when there's machlekas between them.